This is class number 102 from our study in Greek reading and research from the book of Acts. And we're talking about a great typhoon now that Paul and all of his associates here were going under, a terrible, terrible typhoon. And we have a maritime record of this, and everything that they did to maintain life and safety at this period of time in history. We will read this from the Greek and then go back and reread it from Amplified Bible and look at some very beautiful words here. Hypo nousantes de nouto dox antes tes prothesios kekratekene arantes ason, that is, para legonte, tain kriton. And there was a south wind blowing gently. Hypo nuo. Hypo means blow. Blow, in other words, nuo means the wind. And so it is a strong wind, a breeze blowing gently. A south wind, a nuto. Nuto is south. And then thinking, reasoning, or having reasoned of their purpose, prothesios. To have obtained, having raised up the anchor, or having pulled up the anchor close in the shore, they kept on coasting by. For themselves, the island of Crete. Meth u polu de ebalen kat autes enemios tu phon nikos ho columnos ura kolon. Now they're in trouble. And now it says, with much he cast down her wind, tempestuous, Tufonikos. Tufonikos, that's a typhoon. We brought our typhoon right out of this. The one being called Euroquilla, a strong wind that blows from the northeast. Euros in Greek and Aquila in Latin. A wind that steers, or that stirs up a broad waves, a levanter, Eurocolon. Now, in the pagan world, a Eurocolon or a aquilo or a levanter. Levanter comes from the word Leviathan. Now, I have to tell you about Leviathan. Leviathan, according to ancient culture, was a mythical, but a supernatural being. It was a great dragon. And this great dragon, they say that when they had a typhoon, or even on the Sea of Galilee, they said there was a great Leviathan that guarded the gates of hell that were in the bottom of the depths of the Sea of Galilee. And Galilee is pretty deep. Anyway, they said this great Leviathan will stir up and they will cause great storms. And out in the ocean, in the days of Jonah, they believed that there was a great Leviathan out there stirring up the oceans of the deep. And Jonah told them to throw him into the ocean and that God would still the storm. And when they threw him in the ocean, a great Leviathan swallowed him. And he died. And then God transported him all the way up the river, all the way up to Nineveh, all the way around the African continent, and up into the Indian Ocean, and up into this the Persian Gulf. And this tempestuous wind is called Euroquila. And so many of these people were very superstitious, and they believed that there was some supernatural animal causing these winds. And by the way, we know that much of the winds and the tempests that are being and the great storms and everything are the works of Satan. You go back to the book of Job and understand that. And verse number 15 now. Sin arpastentos de tu plou kai me dinamenu antophthalmen to animo epidontes epheromethos. And having been seized, and the ship having been seized, and not being able to beat up against the wind, and having given way, we were caused to be carried. That word comes from Pharaoh there. First person plural, imperfect, indicative, pacting. We were caused to keep on being carried. Nacion de ti hippodramontes. Colomenon clado eschisamen molis pericrates genese tes scaphes. That word here, we get a skiff from that word scaphes. And then there was an island. And a certain one having run over, being called Claudia. And we were able, barely, hardly, to handle and to get control and to become, a cause to become the skiff, the boat, the scaphes. The word skiff comes from that word, the English word. It's a small boat. And then verse number 17, it says, Ain arantes boethes eronto hippo zonintes to ployon fo buomenoi te me estain certim ek pesosin kalasantes to skios hutos eferonto. And then having taken they took advantage of anything that would help them, is what it means there, boethethes. And they kept on using for themselves an undergirding of the ship. And what they did was throw ropes around the ship, because the ship was going to break up in pieces. And so they threw ropes longitude and latitude and the ship across it and lengthwise and cinched it together to keep it from tearing apart. They kept on undergirding the ship, fearing for themselves constantly, lest unto the quicksand. Quicksand, certain. Quicksand means live sand, doesn't it? Marilyn, you ever been in quicksand? Where you go out into sand and you start sinking down in the sand and you just keep on sinking down in the sand and sinking and sinking and sinking and pretty soon you're under it. Yeah. Quicksand is live sand. Now this was a it word means to drag down. This quicksand means to drag down. That they then might fall off. Lowering the tackle, they might fall off into the quicksand, and thus they might be carried away. This is a famous sandy shoal between Cyrene and Leptis, and many people have died there, being sucked under and grabbed by the sands. Once you get down in there, But if you have boots on or something like that, high top boots, you get down there, you can't pull them out, and the boot sticks down there if you can get your leg out of it. And this is of course, they were wearing sandals here and maybe leggings. Srofrodros, de, keremazomenon, himon te exes ekbalen epoionton. And now we have the word sphorodos, and that means exceedingly. But exceedingly, being in the grip or the hand of the storm, the grip of the storm. Us, of course, again, here Luke uses the word us, genitive plural. In the next day, they cast out, and they kept on making. They kept on making a little way, headway. Verse number 19, now, kai tain trite, ato keres, te skuen, tu ploion, erepson. Now they're really afraid. During the third day, with their own hands, the same hands is what it says here, ato keres. The same hands, the tackle, the tools, the maritime tools of all sorts, belonging to the boat, they threw it out. They're throwing their tools out. They're throwing everything. They're throwing everything out to lighten the boat because they believe it's going to be sunk. Mete, de helio, mete asteron, epiphon nonton, epi pleonos, hemeras, keremnos, de uk oligu, epi ke menu, loipon, peri e reto, elpis, pasa tu sozeste himas. And neither the sun nor the stars. In other words, this is a dark, dark night. They're praying for daylight, and they're praying for stars, and they're praying to see the moon. They hadn't seen the sun or the moon or the stars for 3 days. Over many days, it says then. And then stormy weather, keremomos. Both, not a little, pressing hard and remaining against us. It kept on being taken away. All hope. All hope kept fleeing from them. And the absolute slim chance of being saved, for us being saved, they didn't have much hope. They thought they were going to drown, and they thought they were going to die. Many days. Now these people were so afraid and in such dire straits that they didn't even eat. I don't know whether they didn't have anything to eat, but they didn't even feel like eating. Have you ever been so upset that you couldn't eat? You just couldn't swallow your food. That's the way they were right now. They were very terrified. Verse number 21, poles te asitias, hippo arcoses, tot strathes, ho palos en meso, auton epen, ede men ho andres, pethar ke santes, moi me anageste. Apotes kratos, kevdesai te tain, Hebrin, Tautain, Kaitain, Simeon. With much abstinence, they didn't eat. They kept on remaining. And then Paul, having stood in the middle of them, he said, it keeps on being nightly necessary, he said, indeed, O men, having obeyed me, you didn't obey me, and you set sail from Crete to come by both the injury, this injury, and the loss. You didn't listen to me, and you had great injury and great loss. You should have listened. Now maybe he got your attention, huh? Kai te nin parono himas euthomen apobalain gar psyches uthamia estai uk exon plain tu pluion. Now Paul didn't say I told you so, but he said I told you so. You ever had anybody tell you so and then they told you so when things went bad? And now I advise you to be of good heart. Euthymia. The word euthymio here. It means to be of good cheer. To be happy. Now here they are out here in the storm and the ship's about sunk. And he said, be happy. There was a song here a few decades ago, I guess. It said, be happy, be happy, be happy. And then throwing away, apobale, for throwing away of life and soul, not one, he shall become for himself lost out from among you, but the ship shall be lost. Pareste, verse number 23, gar moi taute. Te nicte tu theu hu ame ego ho kai latrio angelos. For in this very night God stood by me, of whom I am I, of whom also I serve. He said, the God that I serve stood by me. And an angel, a messenger, telling me, Legon me phobu pole kasari si de pareste ne kai edu kek kariste si ho theos pontes tus pleontes meta si. Saying, don't fear. Don't you fear for yourselves. Paul, to Caesar you shall go. To Caesar is binding necessary for you to stand before him. And behold, he has given to you, God has given to you all the ones sailing with you. God is going to save all of their lives. This Paul is telling these people, now be of good cheer, be happy, because God's going to save every one of your lives. And verse number 25 and 26, and that's where we're going to go for this message. Dio euthymete andres pistuo gar tu theud hote hutos estai kath hon tropon lalete moi. Wherefore be of a good cheer and a happy heart, men, for I believe God, that in this very same manner, it shall be according to the way he has spoken to me. Eis neson de tina de himas, ek pesen. But unto an island, a certain island, we shall fall off and fall out into. We shall fall on this certain island. One last verse. Hos de tesaro ke decate nix egenito diaferomenon himon en to adria kara meson tes nictos hiponun ho nute prosagen tina autos koron. And when the 14th night, 2 weeks, it happens, being carried about through us into Andrea, according to the middle of the night, they supposed the sailors, they approached some country. Let's go back now and read these last few verses. from 13 onward. So when the south wind blew softly, supposing they were gaining their object, they weighed down anchor and sailed along Crete, hugging the coast. But soon afterward, a violent wind of a character of a typhoon, called a northeasterner, came bursting down upon the island. And when the ship was caught and was unable to head against the wind, we gave up, and letting her drift where she was borne along, we ran under the shelter of a small island called Cadia, where we managed with much difficulty to draw the ship's small boat on the deck and secure it, the little skiff. And after hoisting it on board, they used supports with ropes to undergird and brace the ship. Then, afraid that they would be driven into the Cytis, the quicksands on the north coast of Africa, they lowered the gear, the sails, and ropes, and so were driven along. And as we're being dangerously tossed about by the violence of the storm, the next day they began to throw the freight overboard. And the third day, they threw out with their own hands the ship's equipment, the tackle, and the furniture of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars were visible for many days, and no small tempest kept raging against us, all hope of our being saved was finally abandoned. Then, as they had eaten nothing for a long time, Paul came forward into the midst of them and said, "Men, you have listened to me. You should have listened to me, and should not have put out to sea from Crete, and brought on this disaster and harm and misery and great loss. But even now I beg you to be in good spirits, and to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. For this very night there stood by my side an angel of God, to whom I belong and to whom I serve and worship. And he said, 'Do not be frightened, Paul. It is necessary for you to stand before Caesar. And behold, God has given you all those who are sailing with you, given all their lives to you. So keep up your courage.'" And I'm going to tell you something. There when on that ship when Jonah ran from the Lord and was going to Tarsus, the opposite direction of Nineveh, everybody on that ship got saved. The whole bunch believed in Jehovah God, and they made a sacrifice to him. So keep your courage, men, and I have faith and complete confidence in God that it will be exactly as it was told me. Now, before this ship voyage is completely over, they're looking upon Paul as a god. As a god. But we shall have to be stranded on some island. Then the 14th night had come, and we were drifting and being driven about in the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight the sailors began to suspect that they were drawing near to some island. And now, the rest of the story is the next one. This is like a Saturday afternoon matinee in the old picture shows, the old theaters. This is one of the greatest maritime histories known to man, and historically accurately put down in Luke's writing. He accurately put down exactly what they were doing. It's not over with yet. It's still more to go. Now, if God could save these people through all of this storm and bring everyone through it, he can save you unto eternal life if you just give him the chance. Let him save you. Say, "Lord, forgive me for I fail you. Forgive me of my sins. And save my soul because of what Jesus did." I hope that every man on this voyage was saved. God sure made himself known to him, didn't he? God trying to make himself known to you today. And even you children of God, trust in him. and He'll bring you through it all. Father, we send this message out for Your honor and Your glory. Use it all over the world to bring about repentance and belief and faith and trust in You. And Father, please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.